Now, did you know that roller skating is the new sea swimming? So they say. The activity saw a renaissance across Europe during the pandemic, and two women are just about to skate into Studio 7 here in the Radio Centre. They're from the skating group The Huns of Anarchy. See what they did there? The Huns of Anarchy. So please welcome Lindsay McGowan and Fernanda Alves. What an entrance. It should be television.
It should be.
Just if you're not watching on television, Lindsay and Fernanda roller skated into Studio 7. You're very welcome, Lindsay.
Thank you.
Fernanda, good to see you.
Thank you so much,
Good to see you, yeah. So roller skating is the new sea swimming, Lindsay.
Yes. Well, we actually combine the two as well. We are the roller skating mermaids.
Oh, are you? Thanks for your swing.
Yep.
And it started with you and a gift from your boyfriend.
Yes, yeah. So it was Christmas, must have been, was it 2019? At the first lockdown anyway.
Yeah.
And he surprised me with some roller skates for Christmas. And my friend was in Australia at the time. She's from there. And she was home for Christmas. And I rang her straight. I was like, Hayley, you have to get skates and you come home so we can skate together. So that was the beginning of it then.
A very thoughtful boyfriend, because something had happened previous to that. You'd forgotten about it, but he'd remembered.
Yes, he did. He's so thoughtful. So we had been to LA, to Venice Beach, for our summer holiday the year before. It was the last time that we got away. And while we were there, there was all these like amazing girls skating up and down at the back of Venice Beach. And I was like so enamoured by them. And I kept saying, I was like, oh, look, they're so cool. They're so cool. And he remembered. I totally forgot. And then opened the box on Christmas Day. He's like, remember the girls in LA? I was like, oh, yeah. So I can be one of them now.
And did you roller skate as a child?
Yes. My mom said that I actually had skates on before I could walk.
Wow.
So.
Look at you. What about you, Fernanda? Did you roller skate as a child?
I did, very briefly, but was on blades, so the inline skates.
You're showing your age.
I am.
We're talking about four wheels. Quad skates. The old school.
The old school style.
Can somebody throw their foot up onto the desk there and give us a look? Ah, but they're on boots. Four on boots. Yeah. Because remember the other ones that they were like sandals.
Now you're showing your age.
Yes. Well, I don't have to talk about skates to show my age, Fernanda. Just here in front of you. So how did you get involved? So a group started, the Huns of Anarchy.
Yes.
And then you were introduced to them through your skates, so to speak, were you?
I forced my way into it, right. Basically. Yeah, the closest I've been to Venice Beach is through the Reels feed on Instagram, seeing all the professionals doing it. And obviously we got hit by loads of ads on Instagram of roller skates. And once I saw the rose gold one, I said, I must have it. This is my entire personality now. So I went onto Instagram looking for like-minded people, and I found Lynn's, and then we got chatting, and then I just forced my way into the group.
Right. So you show them again, rose gold. They are impressive.
Now these ones I've upgraded since. These are old school gold.
Oh, they're gold, old school gold. Right. Yeah. Okay. They're amazing looking things. Remember the video for I Will Survive? Did you ever see that? No, you're too young. By Gloria Gaynor.
I can't say I have. No.
No, you should look that up when you go home.
It's our homework now.
Did you ever hear of a roller disco?
Yes.
We've been to the roller disco.
Okay. Well, let's find out a little bit more about you two then. So, Fernanda, you're originally from?
Brazil. Yeah.
Right. And how long are you in Ireland?
10 years.
Right.
Come October will be 10 years. Yeah. Yeah.
And you live in?
I live in Clane, actually. Yeah, in Kildare.
So there are two sides to the group. There's the surf and the turf, and you're
That's
the turf.
That's what I keep saying. Yeah, I represent the turf. Yeah. Unfortunately, I can't make it all the way to South Dublin to do the swims every single time that it happens. But whenever it's possible, we drive down, myself and my wife, and then we join them for it. So we try to be as present as we can, but there is a bit of a drive in there in the way.
And you're in your 30s?
Early 30s, yeah.
Early 30s.
Let that be known.
Right, okay. And I suppose some people listen and go, would you ever get over yourself and get on with your life and be an adult? What are you doing roller skating around the place? And I suppose it's a way of holding on to childhood stuff, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a way of reconnecting with that silly side of ourselves. I feel like especially in our 30s, we are expected to have our life together or know what we're doing. And if you talk to 30-something people, we will find out that it's often not the case. We are full of anxiety, we are full of worries, and roller skating is just something that we can do to focus only on not falling and forget about the worries of everyday life.
You have to be in the moment.
You have to be in the moment.
If not, you fall over.
You do. You do. And that's fine, too. We all fall over. It's a big metaphor for life.
Yeah. And I suppose, like, traditionally, if you go back 20 or 25 years in any country in the world, in your 30s, you would be doing the stuff like buying a house, have a mortgage. But those things are beyond a lot of 30-year-olds now.
Yeah, they are. It feels, especially after the whole pandemic situation, to a lot of us, it sort of feels like the milestones that we're probably about to hit or on the way to hit, and it got interrupted or, you know, delayed further because of the way the world just stopped with the pandemic and lots of the economy crashed and all of that. So what else can you do, you know? Yeah. You have to try and find a way to keep yourself grounded, to keep yourself optimistic, to keep yourself active, occupied and connected to people.
And so that's a huge part of it, isn't it? Connecting.
Yeah.
How many's in the group?
So we have about 50 people in our WhatsApp group, and then we have a good core, kind of like 12 to 20 people who come out and skate all together.
Now, yeah. What do you get from it?
Just the friendships and connections. And like, that's what we were skating last night.
Serotonin.
We were just saying last night when we were skating, like, the skating is kind of secondary now. It's all about like making friends with each other and just having the time to just have fun and not care about anything else, just rolling along.
It's exclusively women.
Yeah, kind of. We have some boyfriends come along, which is really nice, and some dads as well. So, yeah, we try to include everyone.
I suppose skating is, as a woman in your 30s, skating on your own. There are a number of issues there, aren't there?
Mm-hmm, definitely.
Go on, name them for us.
Well, there's obviously like safety. There's also falling over and not having anybody to laugh with you.
Yeah.
So people point and laugh at you.
Yes. But then when we skate in our group together, we all like cheer and clap for each other if we fall over, and we all drag each other back up and we keep going, and it's just a really nice atmosphere.
That's the fun side of falling. There's also like a big worry about if you do happen to injure yourself and you're skating alone, how are you going to get yourself back home? Mm-hmm. You know, so it's important to have that buddy system, to have other people there to come to your aid if it does come to that. So
you must be a sight to behold. Well, particularly when the numbers
your
are up.
Your words, not ours.
No. When the numbers are up over 20.
Yeah. Many people
and you make
will stop.
A lot of noise as well. Is it noise? It must be noisy.
But against the wind in Dunleary, don't really notice. It's
so
more
what do you
of
go
the laugh.
Pier? Do you go to the pier?
We've done the pier. When it's not too windy, it's nice to do the pier. Sometimes you go one way, you're being pushed along by the wind, you turn around and you're battling the wind to come back. But there's a lovely little spot that we have on the pier that's out of everybody's way, so we're not interfering with anyone. And it's perfectly smooth. It's a dream.
Yeah. It sounds amazing. And I've only copped that now talking to you, that it is one of those things that you have to be in the zone.
Yeah.
Any activity like that is brilliant.
Yeah, definitely.
Because we live in a world where thoughts go here, there and everywhere. Mm-hmm. So you're just concentrating on staying upright.
Yes, and onwards.
And moving
upwards and onwards.
Did you fall in love here and that's why you stayed? Is that Fernanda? Is that?
Yeah. As it goes, yeah.
And when were you back to Brazil? When was the last time?
Oh, we were back just now for Christmas this time.
Oh,
and
brilliant.
I hadn't been home in 2 years before that. So it was nice to be there for, to see my family and my friends.
And how do we compare? Because Brazil is a huge country, completely different culturally, climate-wise, all of that.
Yeah.
We're a tiny little country here on the edge of Europe. It's a big difference.
It is a big difference. It's an entirely different experience. It takes a while to get used to, but my day-to-day living here, it's really nice.
Yeah.
And I like what Ireland has about that feeling that everybody sort of knows one another, you know, that close-knit community. That's really nice for me. The weather, however, it might be a different point. It makes Brazil all the more special when I do get to go back.
From Clane to Brazil. Contractually this week, we have to have somebody from Kildare on every day.
There you go.
Because it's St. Bridget's week.
Of course.
Yes, you see. So
you're in the quota.
You're our Kildare person today. Do those girls know if there is a roller disco in Ireland? I used to love going to one when I was a lot younger. I always remember them as being great fun.
Yes.
Is there one?
Yeah, there's the rink it's
Dublin 12.
Yes. Yeah. On the Long Mile Road.
Right.
Yeah, that's great fun.
In Walkinstown, they're telling me here.
Yes.
And we used to roller skate in the car park of Builder Suppliers. The ground was so smooth, but there were loads of dips and hills to speed down.
Ooh,
the freedom of it. Why did I think it was only a child's hobby? Shame on me as an adult for giving it up. Well, it's never too late. So can people, are you open for people to join?
Yeah, of course. On Wednesday evenings, we're down in Dunleary on the pier. So people are more than welcome to come and join us.
The Huns of Anarchy.
Yes. That's us.
Yeah, well, you look like two very happy individuals. So something's, it's working. Lindsay, thank you. Fernanda, thank you very much.
Thank you so much, Ray.
The Ray Darcy Show on RTE Radio 1.